We're trying to work through golf's issues through the Corona-19 virus, and it seems like rules and regulations are changing, and the terms of what golf is facing are getting a little different every week.
Well, you know, they really are, but I think progress is being made. I out here in Florida, where I'm living, there's actually going to be live TV coverage of events just a few miles away from me. Now, they're not PGA Tour stops yet, but they're kind of leading into when the PGA Tour is supposed to begin play at Colonial in Texas for the Charles Schwab Challenge in mid-June. So, you know, and we're seeing some progress here in Florida. They've lifted some of the restrictions. I'm sure they'll be doing more in Illinois and the other states. So it's been a long haul. I agree with you on that completely. But it seems maybe it's just wishful thinking. But I think that there, at least regarding golf, there is light. It seems to be light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, Anna, you mentioned these two events. I guess the first one coming up is sort of put on by the staff players of TaylorMade Golf. They include Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, and one of the new hotshots on tour. I believe it's Matt Wolf. Is that correct?
Matt Wolf. Yeah, it'll be. Boy, I tell you, the pairing seems like it'll be kind of one-sided with Rory. With McIlroy and Dustin Johnson on the one team, that's a pretty tough two-man team. But you never can tell with PGA Tour players. Ricky Fowler and Matt Wolf on the other in a two-man kind of team competition. It's all for charity. The players apparently are going, according to the PGA Tour, the players in this one are going without any payment for it. They've got some sponsorship money coming in. The interesting thing about this one is that it's being played at a very historic golf course that rarely has a big event. Seminole Golf Club, which is, well, both these places, but the medalists for the other one are about less than an hour from where I live here in South Florida. They're about a little less than an hour south. But Seminole, in many people's eyes, is the best Donald Ross course out there. I don't know that I haven't seen it, so I won't be able to make a judgment call on it. But Seminole is supposed to really be good. And both of these, this match on May 17th, and also details aren't quite so solid on the one coming up. But Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady at Greg Norman's medalist course. The date and the site are not official, which is kind of unusual. It's the players announced this, that it was going to be held, and then they announced the team pairings, and then they've yet to announce a formal date. Nobody's announced official date. Nobody's announced the course. Some of this is kind of word of mouth that this is what's going to happen, but it's going to be on the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, apparently. So anyway, this is good, though. I mean, golf on TV, it's been a long time coming. I'm not much for watching reruns at all. I'll be looking to see some live golf, even if it isn't the PGA Tour quite yet.
We got notification in this past week that a couple of events that you and I have worked on in the past have some changes. First up, the Women's Symetra Tour event at the French Lick Resort that has been taking place the second week of July has been knocked off the calendar for this year and is not going to be held. And then also here in town, the Evans Scholars Invitational, which made its debut on the, at the time was called the Web.com Tour last year, and shortly thereafterwards became the Korn Ferry Tour, has had a date change, and they will be pushed back opposite the Men's U.S. Open, but they will play the second week of September here. But right now there's a scheduling conflict with the Glen Club that was supposed to host the tournament, and as a result, the WGA and the tour, I believe, are currently looking for another site here in the Chicagoland area.
Well, you know, this is kind of a tough call here. The first French Lick. Now that they've done so much for women's golf at that resort in Southern Indiana, a real favorite place, I know, yours as well as mine. But, you know, not only are they not going to hold the Symetra Tour event, but the their bigger event, the Senior LPGA Championship, which was going to be held also, apparently it was going to be back in July. They canceled that as well. Poor French Lick, as those have been their big spectator of events the last few years, and neither they couldn't pull either one of them together to have it. So that's a downer there. Now, the Evans Scholar Invitational opposite the U.S. Open, yeah, it's going to be, you know, obviously lose a little luster with the U.S. Open going on, and people will be having that on TV at the same time the Korn Ferry players are playing wherever they're going to play. But, you know, I think what the good news there is that they're going to hold that tournament again. They're going to keep that tournament going. The easy thing, you know, with the date and everything saying, well, you know, we just won't play opposite the U.S. Open. But I think it's great that they're playing. The more tournaments that we have for the rest of the year, this year, the better. And even though it's inevitable that they're all going to be kind of bunched up and there'll be these unusual dates are going to confuse people, but it at least they're playing. That's the good news.
Well, Len, I saw that the Korn Ferry Tour is going to resume next month down in your neck of the woods at mm-hmm. TPC Sawgrass. Not the one we normally see for the Players' Championship, mm-hmm. but on the other golf course there, the Dive Valley course.
Right.
And it'll be nice just to, you know, get that tour going again. In the meantime, apparently, there's a lot of details yet to be worked out, but towards the end of summer, there is some talk. Lance Ringler of Golf Week magazine is working on this, trying to put it together. It could be coming, or it should be coming, to the French Lick Resort, but Lance is trying to do, in essence, a alumni golf team golf tournament where schools, and I'm not sure yet, they're still working on details. I'm not so sure it's going to be just Division I schools, but if you played on your college golf team for at least one season, one full season, you would be eligible to play, and they're going to have an opportunity. His plan is to get a whole bunch of schools together to have six alumni get together and form a team and come out and have, in essence, a college tournament under basically the format that golf is played at today at the college level, but it could be your alumni golf team. And it doesn't matter if players, I think, are going to be 20 years old or 45 years old or 60 years old, but if you were a member of your college golf team for 1 year, you could play in this event. And again, I don't think it's going to be just restricted to Division I schools. So could be a special time if this event comes together towards the end of summer.
Yeah, where are they thinking of playing that one? I have heard rumors about it, but I can't quite put my arms around it. I'm all for golf trying new innovative events like this. Do we know where this one is supposedly going to be going?
Well, it could be going to the French Lick Resort, apparently.
Oh, okay. Well, then French Lick is bouncing back, because I think French Lick is a place that, you know, that's really good golf that they offer there. Two courses, a lot of history. If they get the hotels open there, I think it's a great place to go. To hang out and watch golf and enjoy everything else that's there. So I hope I hope it comes off. I think it'd be a great thing for everybody.
French Lick Resort, as we know, they've got two hotels, and of course now they got these extra rooms they just built by the casino for groups, bigger sizes. The people who are going to go to the resort and spend most of their time in the casino or the sports book will love them. They're right there, very convenient. If and when in the short future here, there's a few more green lights from the governor of Indiana. The resort, I think, is looking at different plans to reopen, and nothing is etched in stone at this point. Nothing is definite, but, you know, they have about 240 rooms in the West Baden Hotel, and there's a possibility that they could be opening only 80 at a time. And when those first wave of people from those 80 rooms check out after a couple days, the next wave in would get 80 different rooms. And then the next wave in after that a few days later would get 80 different rooms. So after people check out of rooms there, one plan is to perhaps not have anybody back in those rooms for almost a week so that they could be properly cleaned and sanitized before another guest would come in.
Yeah, amazing that we have to go through all these kind of details, but we do. Point of it is, though, that these things are getting done. I mean, it's slow but sure, but it progress is being made. And I even heard today when a guy who should know reported on Facebook with great confidence. He's a well-known former player broadcaster that that the Major League Baseball spring training will start in June, and the first games will be in the home stadiums on July 1. Now, I don't give that a whole lot of credence based on what I've been hearing from other people, but you know, if we're thinking about playing baseball at this point in time, the reports that I got, I'm not gonna cite them because I don't know how much credibility they really have, but. If there's baseball played by July 1, I'd say that was one heck of a recovery.
Well, that would be some recovery. I wonder if that could actually happen here in Chicago. But then again, Mayor Lori Lightfoot proudly boasts that she is a White Sox season ticket holder, and she plans on seeing games on the South Side before the summer's over. Of course, then again, she could probably go to any game she wants to, and even if, for the most part, the fans cannot. But anyway, Lenny, thinking more about golf, you know, I've been in touch with some of the pros here, and right now the feedback that I'm getting is there's just really a lot of frustration. It's people can't get tee times. Also, you got a foursome that wants to play together. They can't. And the teaching pros are sitting at home. They can't give lessons. I suppose they could over the phone or by some kind of video conferencing thing. Chad Johansson of Blackberry Oaks held a video conference with about 50 to 60 people on it with a new four-step plan of how to lower your scores. And there was some very interesting things there on how to do it and how to break down what your weaknesses are and what your strengths are. And you know, one of the things that some pros talked about was that were on the call was saying that people like to go practice and they hit the driver good and they love hitting it, so they keep hitting it, and or they putt good, so they keep putting. And then the stuff that they don't do very well, they don't practice it. And that's why it continues to be something they don't do very well. So there was always a plan there on maybe the best way to improve is if you're hitting your driver good, when you go to the range, maybe you don't need to hit that driver all the time. Maybe mm-hmm. you can go there and work on that, you know, that five iron or that wedge that you don't hit very well, and that's the club you should be practicing with.
Well, that's all well and good. There's a lot of food for thought there. The thing of it is, and this is something that I still have a hard time understanding. I have yet to been able to get on a practice range or a putting green. I've played here. Now it's a little easier to play here in Florida. There's more courses open with less restrictions. But you go to these and, you know, once in a while you have a putting green open. But basically the rules are no driving range. You just go right to the tee and you hit it. I don't know. It's hard to get used. It's hard to improve if you can't practice. So for me, it's just a fun thing to play. It's there's a lot of work to be done. I don't want to paint this opening of a lot of the courses around the country you know, here we go, let's get going again. There's still a long way to go, but you know, to get any better, there certainly seems to me that the teaching format, we certainly should be able to work something out to let that get started real quick again, because the pros need it and the players need it, and it can't be that hard to do. It doesn't seem to me.
Well, it looks like based on Florida's new regulations that there's going to be some opening to the Innisbrook Resort north of Tampa. A couple of golf courses are getting open today, and also for the members and the people that live there, they're going to get their swimming pools back. Apparently, no restaurants yet. I don't know if there's guest rooms. That might have to come in the next phase, but little by little, the resort, I'm told, is starting to get some things open, and they're going to get some people back out on at least a couple of their golf courses by today.
Yeah, good for Innisbrook. I live in right by PGA Golf Club, which is a resort with three courses. but it's been open basically just to members and members. It's been walking only. We saw some course of carts out there today, but we had some real history made here yesterday, where a couple of the Howes from Appleton, Wisconsin, both teaching pros who have a condo, who've long held a condo in this area, I can't imagine this. They made back-to-back holes in one using the same club from the same tee on the die course. There's been two holes in ones made by foursomes, and over the years I've seen that several times, but never by a man and a woman, a couple using the same club, playing from the same tee, 158 yards. It was a great celebration, especially by our friends in Wisconsin, Gary D'Amato. Our buddy in the Wisconsin media, he must have found a real live story out of that one, because I've never heard of anything like that. And not only that, one of their playing partners was a 74-year-old man who was celebrating his birthday on the day he sees these two holes in one go in. So I thought I had a special day yesterday. We were paired with two older guys. One was 90 and one was 80. I thought it was just great that they were able to get out and play again. It was a special nine. They just played nine holes, switching balls, or playing scramble style. But I thought that was pretty nice and a good feeling. But until I heard about these two holes in one, that blows my mind.
Well, Len, right now, everybody that follows Len Zeamine Golf and all of your social media things up here probably is just jealous, because they saw you with your famous photographer for Len Zeamine Golf, Joyce Sarver, out enjoying a Cinco de Mayo dinner in a restaurant. So something that's not happening here in Illinois. But Lenny, I think that about wraps it for the week. Hopefully we will know more about different tournaments and what we can do here in Illinois before too long. It sounds like Governor Pritzker might ease up on a few things after Memorial Day weekend at the end of the month, and we can only hope that's what's in store for Illinois.
You got to get more time on the golf. We all need more time on the golf course.